Simon Marks, our US correspondent, is with us now. Simon, significant on a world level, really, this event.
Well, certainly significant in terms of the amount of American interest. We've got 9 screens on in our newsroom on a daily basis here in Washington, D.C., and 4 or 5 of them have been non-stop royal coverage pretty much all day. And certainly now all eyes here in the United States that are on America's cable television news channels are on that front door at the Lindo Wing of St. Mary's Hospital. Everybody here agog with developments that are expected to happen momentarily at that hospital, eager to see the baby. And all of this, of course, reflective of the extraordinary level of interest this side of the Atlantic in a royal family whose sort of colonial yoke was thrown off by the Americans a couple of hundred years ago.
Indeed. I was in Wichita, Kansas for 4 years of my life and Florida for a year. And it was really, I remember very much, it was Diana that really captivated. Before that, there had been an air of sort of, well, I wouldn't say pomposity, but it was not something that was particularly loved by the Americans. But when Diana came along, well, she just was on the front cover of everything.
I think that's absolutely right, Andrew. And today, if you look at the front covers of the newspapers from coast to coast and also the sort of celebrity showbiz-driven magazines, People magazine and the like, it's always Kate and William that you see, and invariably Kate more than William, I think. But William, Kate and Harry very much seen here as modernising figures. We were putting a story together for this morning's morning news on LBC, and people were saying, stopped in the streets, were saying, well, we feel like we can identify with them. Even though they're royal and they have a different life than ours, they feel like we can identify with them, and they're very much in touch with us. And that's a fascinating insight into why this younger generation of Americans is following the younger generation of royals so closely.
And of course, Harry's a bit of an action man, and he certainly was in Las Vegas. Let's be honest, he made a few headlines.
He did make a few headlines that he'd rather forget about. He's had a trip here since then, just a few months ago. Came to Washington, D.C., in fact. Was at an event hosted by Michelle Obama at the White House. He did behave himself, both here, up in New York, and then on a tour to some other cities. He didn't go anywhere near Las Vegas, though, even though the mayor has invited him back.
I think he might just give that one a little bit of a wide berth just for a couple of years or so. But the funny thing is, the naughtier he is, the more we love him. Because, you know, he's a man of duty. We don't mind him falling out of a couple of clubs and all that sort of stuff and chasing pretty girls around the place. We think that that's kind of okay, don't we?
And I think that's very true here. You could hear shrieks of young women on Capitol Hill when he went up there. And they were congressional staff members. They weren't just ordinary tourists.